Shakila Zareen is just 23, but she's endured more than most people have in her two-plus decades. In 2012, the Afghan woman was shot in the face by the husband she was forced to marry. She survived and eventually resettled in Canada after the United States turned her away. The CBC's Laura Lynch has been following Shakila's transition to her new life in Vancouver.
In a few minutes, Shakila Zareen will be wheeled into an operating room to rebuild her face. She's lying on a gurney, surrounded by her mother and younger sister. They all begin to cry. Shakila is telling them to stay strong if something happens to her, and that she'll always be with them. Her mother responds by saying, "You're safe from now on. You've left those days behind." Those days were in 2012, when her husband entered her mother's house with a shotgun and aimed it at her face. Earlier that day, Shakila had reported him to the police for repeated abuse and rape. Her mother, Sharman John, was in another room when she heard a loud noise and screaming. Sharman John says, "I ran and saw Shakila lying down. I thought she was asleep. I turned her over and I said to myself, 'Oh my God, there was so much blood. I thought she was dead. I tried to lift her up and I pressed her against me and I thought, my God, they killed her. They killed Shakila.'" Sharman John managed to get Shakila into a taxi for an hours-long ride to a Kabul hospital where Shakila went into a coma. Her mother left her bedside to seek justice for her daughter, finally going to the gates of the presidential palace to demand action. An aide told her there was nothing they could do. This kind of violence happens to women in Afghanistan every day. Nobody cares about Afghan women's rights. They are ground into the dirt and trampled by powerful men. In fact, a UN report states that 80% of women face some form of violence and 60% experience multiple attacks in Afghanistan. After Shakila stabilized, she, her mother and sister went to India in an arrangement brokered by the government there and senior officials in Kabul. She was given free medical treatment. They ended up staying in Delhi for 5 years. But even India wasn't far enough away. Her husband still threatened to kill her. They were certified as refugees and the U.S. offered to take them in. Then Donald Trump came to office and the offer was rescinded. The U.S. government sent Shakila a letter saying she was considered a security risk because of her husband's ties to the Taliban. That's when Canada stepped in and moved to bring them to Vancouver at the end of January of 2018.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm Dale.
Hi.
I'm Shakila.
Within weeks, Shakila had her first appointment with one of Vancouver's top facial reconstruction surgeons, Kevin Bush. Though she speaks some English, she brought along an interpreter. At one point, when she asked the doctor a key question, the interpreter lost his composure.
Will I get my face back?
Yeah, you know, I think we can do some things to make things better for you, okay? The honest answer is that we can't get you right back to where you were before, okay?
A tear slid down Shakila's cheek as the doctor tried to explain. The shooting had destroyed the left side of her face. She lost her eye, her cheekbone and jaw were shattered. It would be a grueling process to rebuild. The surgery would still be months away. In the interim, she began building a new life.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Shakila's deep bond with her mother is obvious as they practice their English. They both go for lessons at a newcomer center, often holding hands as they ride the bus.
Her life has been a roller coaster in Vancouver, for sure. But she's very, very strong.
Shakila also gets help from a young Afghan immigrant named Friba Rezaei. She reached out to the family after they arrived in Vancouver. Friba says it was clear from the first time they met that Shakila is still dealing with the trauma.
We were at the cashier. We were standing by the end line waiting for our coffee. There was an angry man. Maybe he didn't have a good day or something. She saw him and she got so scared. She started shaking and I held her hand and I hugged her. I said, it's okay. It's going to be okay. So I could see the trauma.
But there have also been many happy moments. Shakila is dancing with other women at a graduation ceremony. They've just finished a course to become counselors for other immigrant women who need support navigating their new country. She's smiling, surrounded by new friends. This kind of training has also propelled her to the national stage, where she's become an advocate to end violence against women. She spoke to a conference in the capital, Ottawa, last June.
Do not be silent in the face of violence. It is up to you to fight, and you can. I'm proud of all the women. We are the superwoman. I would never be quiet. Thank you so much.
From there, it was on to Canada's Parliament, where Shakila made her case for more support for refugees. Heady moments for a young woman born in a rural Afghan village who was pulled out of school in grade 7. Back in Vancouver, doctors were busy preparing for her surgery. At his office, Dr. Bush used a 3D model of Shakila's skull to explain the treatment plan.
There are these bone fragments that are still in there that are covered up. We're going to try and find those.
Right, so these are other actual pieces of her skull that have been displaced.
Yeah, these are pieces of her cheek that have been just shattered and pushed into this position.
Using bone from her leg, the team will rebuild her eye socket and shattered cheekbone, which means she can have a prosthetic eye that actually fits.
Her eye hangs down so much that she says she can't. She doesn't even want to.
It'll fall out. Yeah,
because it falls out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the idea. The idea is that we can't give her another eye. We just can't get her vision out of that kind of an eye. But what we can do is we can try and support that prosthetic, and that will give her a better look.
A few days later, we're in the operating room. Dr. Bush working on her face, another surgeon on the bone in her lower leg.
So on track?
Yeah, on track. So we had a schedule. We did the
surgery. After 14 hours in surgery, Dr. Bush deems the operation a success. But this is only the first of 3 major surgeries she'll need over the next few months. In June, she'll be back in the hospital to have her nose rebuilt, then later her jaw. It's a grueling process. It still hurts to eat. The vision in her remaining eye is poor. She still has nightmares, though fewer than before. But Shakila Zareen is a survivor, in every sense of the word. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Vancouver, Canada.
Laura followed Shakila Zareen for nearly a year. You can read the full story and see photos of her remarkable recovery. We have the link on our Facebook page. Just look for PRI The World.